Okay, so it's 1:45 on the dot. So here we go, everybody. Now you get to watch me do sheer enjoyment. Hello, everybody on sheer enjoyment. Welcome, welcome. Last week we had such an amazing following. Believe it or not, guys, there were 1,000 of you listening. 1,000. You know how awesome and amazing that is? So this week we are being sponsored. There is a baby boy that is very sick, that has a really high fever in the hospital. That's Asher Lemel Ben Shana Liba. So we're going to wish Asher Lemel Ben Shana Liba a refuah shlema, a quick recovery, and hopefully in the merit of all the learning that we are doing together, the baby will have a quick recovery. Amen. Again, I am Jordana Barachov, and you are in sheer enjoyment. If you like what I have to say, you can find me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. Or you can find me on my website, jordanatorah.com. Please look it up. And if you have any questions, you could always email me at jbarachov@gmail.com. So I'm so glad that you're all here with me. This is week 2 in our series of Journey Through the Desert with me, Drink It In style. If you've missed any of the classes, you could easily find them on the website. Look at the flyer, sheerenjoyment.com. So this week, I'm going to tie it into this week's Torah portion, Bahalotcha. And I want to talk about how we are growing in the desert, but unfortunately, there's a great big disconnect in the desert as well. And we really see it through the eyes of Moshe, Moses. He really has a major, major breakdown in this week's Torah portion. The people are complaining. We have two specific episodes of the people complaining in the 11th chapter. The first one, we're not really sure what they're complaining about, and God gets very angry with them, and he basically sends a punishment, sends a fire, and the place then gets called Tav Era, Kiba Arbam Esh, because the fire burnt them there. The second complaint, it starts in the fourth verse, the people start complaining, and they don't even know what they want to complain about. It goes from the meat, and it goes to the fish that they thought they had for free in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, and then it goes into the man. They're really confused about what they are complaining about. And Moses has a breakdown. Moses says to God, really, this is too much for me, he says. I can't handle this. What am I supposed to do? And he says such an amazing, amazing line. He says, Ma'ayin li basar. Where am I going to get the meat from? Now, there are two ways, I'm sure there are more than two ways, but there are two ways that I'm going to present that we could understand Ma'ayin li basar. Where am I supposed to get the meat from? So figure, like literally, where are you going to get this meat? How am I going to give this meat to people? Here we are, God, we're in the desert. Or another way of looking at it, he says, Moses says, Ma'ayin li, God, I'm Moses. I'm not a concrete meat type of guy. You know, I'm not saying that he doesn't eat meat, but what he means to say is, I'm the same guy. I'm the one that represents the man. We in the desert, we had three special items. God gave us the man, spiritual food. He gave us the cloud, and he gave us the well of water. Each one for each one of these siblings. We had the man because of Moses. We had the cloud because of Aaron, and we had the water because of Miriam. And Moses is saying, God, I'm the man guy. I'm the spiritual guy. I'm not the basar guy. I'm not the guy that's all about meat. I'm all about the spirituality. And they want to get something physical from me. They want concrete food. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, God. I'm not that type of guy. And that's when Moses wakes up. And I think that's why he gets so upset. He has this awakening, and Rav Soloveitchik says it beautifully. He realizes at this point in time, in chapter 11, this is the beginning of the end for the people. Not for the people, the Jewish people overall, but for this specific generation. This journey that they took from Egypt, and they're coming now to the desert, he realizes that this is the end of the line for the people, but he also realizes that it's the end of the line for him. He says, that's it. These people aren't going to make it. And if they're not going to make it, I'm not going to make it. There's a tremendous amount of disconnect that begins to grow in the desert here and now in this week's Torah portion. And he realizes it, Moses, and he reacts. And what comes out of this is that he's connected to this generation. This specific generation that we call the generation of the desert, he is tied to them. He is joined at the hip with them. You ever, like, sometimes when I go on vacation, I'm always like, ah, okay, I'm without my kids. Nothing against my children. I love them dearly, but I feel free. I'm not tied at the hip anymore. And Moses realizes this generation is intertwined with him, and this generation isn't going anywhere. He is stuck with them. And if they're going to die in this desert, it's slowly seeping into Moses. He is going to die with this generation also. And that's it. His timing is off. He realizes his dream isn't going to come to fruition. Do you know how painful that is to realize your dream is not going to come to fruition? He wants to go into the promised land. He wants to go into the land. And he knows now, year number two, it's not going to happen. I know we don't know concretely that for sure that it's not going to happen. He hasn't hit the rock instead of speaking to it yet, and he hasn't been punished yet. But he has that gut feeling. You know, when you have to say to yourself, I got to listen to my gut and follow what my gut says, and sometimes it's so hard. So this, what we see right now, and that's the journey of life, that we see this glimmer of light of Moses slowly listening to his gut. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch, he says to Hashem, Ayin li basar, I'm listening, but I don't want to listen. I don't want to hear what my gut is saying. I know there's some truth to it, but I just don't want to. I just don't want to listen. But it's going to happen. Because in the end, we all know whatever we feel in our gut, whatever we actually feel in the very beginning, we know in the end it's going to come true. We might be in denial, but it's going to happen. So really, what I want to express today in our journey to the desert today is that this is the beginning of the end. That phrase, where am I going to get the meat from? How am I going to service the people? Moses knows he cannot service the people. He knows in the end, he won't be the one that's able to service them. And that's why he reacts so drastically. It's such a painful Torah portion. It's so heartfelt. Ah, you feel it in your bones. And you feel so bad for the people. You feel so bad for when they're complaining because you see their anguish. You see that they're just not getting it. So this was part two of our journey through the desert. And I guess the uplifting thought that we could take away from it is when we have that gut, that's it. That gut, you got to listen to it, even though we might want to not listen to it. And also to realize that timing is everything, that Moses is connected to this nation and this is his time. This is this generation's time. And it's going to be finite for them, but there's hope for the new generation that's going to come. So I want to thank you. And again, I want to wish a quick recovery to Asher Lemel Ben Shane Aliba. I hope everybody enjoyed Journey Through the Desert on sheerenjoyment.com, Drink It In style. If you like this and you want to join my mailing list, get onto that. An email goes out every week. You get a little bit of my Drink It In that I put out every week on Thursday, coming out tonight. A little inspiration based on this week's Torah portion, a little different than what I just presented here. And then some of the posts that I put on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. You can find me also on my website if you have a question, you want some other things or information of what I do, jordanatorah.com. You want to just email me and connect, you could do that also at jbaruchov, B-A-R-U-C-H-O-V, ChristianLifeCoach@gmail.com. Looking forward to teaching you next week and hearing from you during the week. Have a great day, everybody.